الله منشئ الخلق من عدم، ثم الصلاة على المختار في القدم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك على رسولك خير الخلق كلهم. يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير النذير محمدا. مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على طه سيد المرسلين. بلغ سلامي روضة فيها النبي المحترم، يا خير من دفن بالقاء أعظمه، فطاب من طيبهن القاع والأكم. روح الفدا لقبر أنت ساكنه، فيه العفاف وفيه الجود والكرم. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: وما الحياة الدنيا إلا له ولعب، وإن الدار الآخرة لهي الحيوان لو كانوا يعلمون. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما لي وللدنيا، ما أنا في الدنيا إلا كراكب استظلش تحت شجرة ثم راح وتركها. أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. We'll first translate this very beautiful poem of our Shaykh Damat Barakatum, Jalsa Qurbe Muhabbat. The Jalsa, like when a person sits in his namaz, the Jalsa position, and in that the closeness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala that he gets. In other words, now and then that closeness comes, a special attention, a special feeling a person gets is attached to Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. What is the value of that? How to get that? Muhabbat mein ke kabhi aisa zamana bhi guzarta hai. In this love of Allah Ta'ala, at times that occasion also comes. Zaban khamosh rehti hai, magar dil rota rehta hai. That muhabbat of Allah is so much that the tongue doesn't speak a word, but you are just crying in your heart. In other words, your heart is attached to Allah Ta'ala. You feel that closeness of Allah Ta'ala, that special closeness. So that, like Jalsa in Namaz, is for a short while between two sajdas. So now and then, it's also something that won't stay forever. Normally, very exceptionally, people have that. Otherwise, even for the Sahaba radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, gahe gahe, occasionally this will happen, that you'll find it very closeness of Allah ta'ala. Agarche rahi taqwa mein hazaro gham bhi aate hai. How to get it? If we get it occasionally, we are lucky. But if we don't even get that, how to get that? That in this road of taqwa towards Allah Ta'ala, you will have to, there will come a thousands of sorrows. That is, Allah has put in the heart, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا, the desire of guna also. But Allah said, don't commit the guna. In other words, all the food is in front of guna, but don't eat one thing. How much sabr a person has to make? And throughout life this is going to come. Many people have the wrong notion, who we think as big awliya, big ulama, that they don't have desire of guna, so for them to live their life in piety, in deen, is easy. No, they also have. And the more a person has the desire of guna, and he restrains, the greater is his reward by Allah Ta'ala. A person who has got no desire, like a person, they are those people who don't have any desire for woman, and they don't commit a guna, there is no achievement. And such people cannot become walis of Allah Ta'ala. Wali, that person becomes who's got the desire of guna. Another thing which troubles a lot of saliks is that this desire of guna I've got, so how can I be a pious person? No, that desire of guna is nothing against being a wali of Allah Ta'ala. Only don't commit the guna. In Ramzan Sharif, a person feels very thirsty and he wants to have a cold drink, he wants to have water. As long as that desire is there, his roza doesn't break. If he takes one drop of water, then his roza will be broken. So you commit the smallest guna, your taqwa will be broken. But with all the desires filled and the thoughts also coming, don't bring the thoughts. But the thoughts coming, it doesn't interfere with your taqwa and with your wilayat in the least. But Many people have the wrong notion, because I get these bad desires, I'm the worst. No, there's bad desires, but don't act on one single one of them. The more you have desires and you don't act on single one, the more greater the wali of Allah Ta'ala you will become. Magar jo aashiq sadiq hai, gham ko sehta rehta hai. But that person who is the true lover of Allah, throughout his life, thousands of temptations will come, but he just makes sabr. He doesn't at one time also say, now, okay, let me make a guna today. Never. He always makes a sabr all the time. He stays away from the gunas. Sila ishq majazi ka ye kaisa hai, are tauba. Contrary to that, if a person falls in guna, and one of the major gunas of our time is illicit love affairs, the contact of man and woman. So what is the, what sila will you get, what return you get of an illicit love affairs? Hazrat say, Tawbah, Tawbah. Is that any return also? What do you get? Ke aashik rote rehte hai, sanam khud sota rehta hai. That the lover is thinking of his beloved. Beloved is fast asleep, doesn't know. If you think of Allah, you just say, Allah. Allah tells you, I'm here, my banda, what do you want? Wherever you take Allah's name, Allah is the only being that where his ism is taken, the musamma, he himself is present there. Anyone else, even a great wali, we take our sheikh's name now, our sheikh is not present yet. So only Allah is that being. You take his name and he's present there. And he asks you, my banda, what you want? You call me. What do you want from? That is those who have got this contact with Allah. Allah asks them. But in this illicit love affairs, you think of your beloved is fast asleep. Maulana Rumi rahmatullah alayhi has written, one person is madly in love with his beloved, and he's thinking about his beloved, sending messages and messages. Finally, the beloved thought, my lover is thinking so much of me, let me go. So when the beloved came there, the ashik thinking so much, he fell asleep. He was snoring it away. So the beloved said, what kind of ashik? When he is thinking of me, then I didn't come. When I came, he's snoring away. With Allah, it is not like that. With Allah, you think of Allah, and Allah is there. And in fact, it's not you thinking of Allah. You get the tawfiq of thinking of Allah when Allah is thinking of you. When you think of Allah Ta'ala, what a great thing. Khataon ki agar aayi hai daman par zara siyahi. Another thing which many aashik, a salik feels, that if I committed perchance a guna, now I'm destroyed. No. Guna, you are a human being. Even if you become the greatest wali, there is a possibility you will commit guna. Allah, when He loves a person, He makes hifazat, protects that person from guna. Like our Shaykh Damat Barakatum says, like your little child, children like to eat sand. So for example, your wife say, take out the sand, put cement, concrete the whole place, put pavers, so my child doesn't eat sand, doesn't get, but then the neighbor's child comes, and they come with sand in their pocket. They also do all their tricks. So now the mother makes customs. When the child comes to play, first checks up. That has the child come with some sand or not. So how the mother protects her child? Allah protects a wali of his. When Allah loves a person, the person wants to commit guna. Allah breaks that occasion. Allah doesn't let that occasion come. Many times we feel something went wrong. We got ill or something. We were planning of some guna, Allah protected us. He brought that about for us. So this is Allah Ta'ala protects a person. But even so, insan is insan. Perhaps he commits a guna. So just like when your clothes are clean clothes and one spot comes, you can't tolerate it. If your clothes are dirty, one more spot, it doesn't matter. But when they are clean, one spot comes, you go and wash it out. So khatao ke agar aayi daman par zara siyahi. If one little spot comes on your clean clothes, on a clean heart, a little spot comes, that ashik will make it out. My heart, there's something gone wrong here. It's not right. And then, to apne aansu se ishq usko dhota rehta hai. To apne aansu se ishq, then with his eyes, tears of love, he washes that dirty spot. He makes tawbah immediately. He clarifies his matter. Gunaho ki mat tahqeer kar e zahid nada. Zahid-e-nada, a person who becomes pious in his own way. He hasn't got a sheikh to guide him. Many people like that, they become very pious also. And these people become zahids. Now they commit a lot of ibadat, staying away from gunas also, staying away from jais, halal. Such people don't laugh also. They become very serious. Halal things which Allah has made, they don't want to eat that also. You see them eating very little, sleeping very little. This person is on a road of destruction. His feeling is becoming very pious, but he's on the road of destruction, his health, and possibly he becomes weak. Iman, shaitan will also interfere. He doesn't want to eat, he doesn't want to sleep, he doesn't want to mix with people. He's just serious, anyone laughs, he's got objection to that. People eating jais, halal, he's got objection to that. That is a zahid and nada. So Hazrat says that, and such people, somebody else committing guna, they look down. And when they look down on that person, you destroyed, you gone more lower than that person. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person who says people are destroyed, what this zamana, just look how people are making guna, what's happening to people? A person who says that, he is akhlaqa, he is the worst destroyed, he is the lowest of all. So this is a zahid and nada who doesn't know Allah's rahmat, and who doesn't know the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. And when a person doesn't have a sheikh, this is what happens to a person. So such people, they make tahqeer, they look down upon sinners. Ke unke aahu zari par falak bhi rota rehta hai. How do you know that person has made tawbah? He hasn't got a beard, but he has made tawbah of not keeping a beard. His beard not going to grow immediately. He has made tawbah now. His beard will take 6 months to grow. But already his guna is made maaf. He's got no beard, but his guna is made maaf by Allah Ta'ala. Whatever guna, so by he is crying to Allah Ta'ala, the stars and the heavens also, they also envy his crying. Look at this person's crying. So the Zahid and Nada doesn't recognize and know such people. He looks down upon such people. Pride comes in such a person. Bafaiz-e murshid-e kamil, jo dard-e dil hua hasil. But from the Shaykh-e kamil, when a person gets that love of Allah in his heart, and he has got mercy for the entire creation also, to dil par jalsa-e qurb-e muhabbat hota rehta hai. Then that person, the jalsa in namaz comes only once in a whole rakat of namaz, and for such a short while a person sits, he sits and he goes in sajda again. But a person who has got the contact with mashayikh and he's got that love of Allah Ta'ala, all the time he's got the jalsa of qurb-e muhabbat, more often he gets it. Jo ghayro par fida karta hai apne qalb o jaan akhtar. That person who sacrifices his life and heart for anyone besides Allah Ta'ala, بَجُرَمِ بِوَفَائِ حَقْسِ وَوْ مِحْرُومْ رَحْتَا هَي. Then that person, because of his sin of disloyalty, disloyalty is such a sin that nobody can tolerate it. A person working for you and he was disloyal, the firm's secrets, etc., he went and give it to somebody else. A wife that is disloyal, a husband that is disloyal, that is a person somebody can't tolerate. Because of that, when we are disloyal to Allah, we are to be loyal to Allah Ta'ala. Allah gave us our eyes, use it for Allah's sake, where Allah told us. Allah gave us our heart, sacrifice our heart for Allah Ta'ala. But we gave our heart to anyone, anything besides Allah. Even jais things, don't give your heart. Use jais things, but give your heart only to Allah Ta'ala. So a person who gave his heart to anyone else besides Allah Ta'ala, and especially and worse in haram, he gave his heart to somebody else, then wo mehroom rehta hai. That person will always be deprived. He'll make lot of ibadat also. Such people will go regularly Hajj, Umrah also. They'll spend a lot in the path of Allah, but if you gave your heart to anyone besides Allah, that person will always be deprived of Allah's mercies. So disloyalty, a person who's disloyal, who will tolerate a disloyal? And a person who's disloyal to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the reality of Hazrat's Ash'ar, one Ash'ar. It's got so much of lesson for us. Let us listen to it, not just as Ash'ar, but to take a lesson. They are great bayans in every couplet of Hazrat's poems. One sunnah of Hazrat Nabiya Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam is to make miswak. It comes in the Hadith Sharif. Inna sunnat as-siwak, a person who makes the sunnat of miswak, A person who makes miswak, then that namaz that he reads, for after which he has made, before which he has made miswak, he will get the sawab of 70 namazes. So like for example, most of us must be sitting with wuzu here. Yeah? If we made miswak in that wuzu, and we're going to make our zuhr now, the four sunnats, four faras, two sunnats, some of us two nafils also, for each of this, it will be multiplied by 70. If only we had made miswak. And if we didn't make miswak, it will be just our one namaz. So what is the great virtue of miswak? It is narrated also, Ibn Abidin Shami rahmatullah alayhi says, Inna sunnat as-siwak, the sunnat of miswak, tudhakkiru kalimata shahadatin ind al-maut. That because of the barakat of making miswak all the time, at the time of maut, a person will be reminded. The sunnat, the barakat of the sunnat will remind a person that he should read his kalima shahadat at that time. One is just reading kalima, awwal kalima, and kalima dom, kalima shahadat. That is much more superior, that you under oath you are swearing. You're not just making a statement, but you are swearing under oath to the oneness of Allah and the risalat of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that is much more superior, all this by the barakat of miswak. But we should listen properly. It shouldn't happen like one person. He was very much out of line. He became bi'at to a sheikh. He came online, became very pious, righteous, namaz, everything. But every time he used to make namaz, make wuzu and get up for namaz, then he should fight with his wife, swear her, speak very bad to her, all terrible things. So the wife said, what's wrong? Before you were not pious, dini, but then you should always... You weren't like this either. He said, my sheikh told me that whenever I want to make namaz, I must make bakwas. So the sheikh said, which sheikh is the wife? Said, which sheikh is this? So she phoned the sheikh. So the sheikh said, send him to me. He said, what did I tell you? He said, you told me every time I must make namaz, I make namaz, I must make bakwas. So I didn't say bakwas, I said miswak. So we must listen properly. Otherwise we listen wrong and then we go and cause other problems. So anyway, in the Sayyidah Kareema, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبٌ. That this worldly life, this life of dunya of ours, is nothing but lahu, time pass. And la'ib, play. Tomfoolery, playing around. That Allah is saying, this is what this life is. We have made this life such a major thing in the things of this life. وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا لَهُ وَلَعِبٌ وَإِنَّ الدَّارَ الْآخِرَةِ. And the house of the Akhirah, the life of Akhirah, لَهِيَ الْحَيَوَانِ. That is reality. That is haqiqat. That is everlasting. لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ. If only people knew this. Then they should have prepared for Akhirah, and dunya we should just have passed our time here. In the hadith, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Mali walid dunya. What have I got to do with this dunya? What is my relationship and attachment with this dunya? Ma ana fi dunya illa ka raqib. My relationship with this dunya is just like a person who is traveling in the days of the past by camel, horse, etc. Ka raqib. And then you get tired, your horse gets tired, your horse, camel has to drink water, has to eat food, you have to take a rest. So, istadalla tahta shajaratin. Take a little rest under the tree. Once your rest is finished, thumma raha, you have taken your rest, watarakaha, you carry on with your journey. That is what this dunya is. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith, rahmatullah alayh, has said with regard to the railway station, the waiting room. Today people hardly travel by train, today people travel by plane. So like the transit lounge of an airport, a person has come, he has landed there, say 6 o'clock in the morning, his flight, connecting flight is at 9 o'clock, he's got 3 hours there. Now in the 3 hours he has to make sure his ticket, onward ticket is confirmed, his booking is there, he should do that. And whatever else necessity, perhaps he has to check his baggage, or whatever, or he's taking from the international flight, domestic, he must collect his baggage, those are the things. But instead, what does he do? He says that, yeah, there's a third world country, there's a transit lounge, and yeah, the couches are worn out, everything. So let me go and buy new couches for you. And yeah, there aren't some beautiful frames, etc. So let me buy some frames, yeah. Or whatever else. Can there be anyone so stupid who spends his money for somebody else? And he's not, perhaps he'll never go back to that transit lounge again. But just that 3, 4 hours, 5, 6 hours he's there. Now he wants to buy for all these things. And he says all this must be done. Nobody will be so stupid. But we are also just in a transit lounge. This dunya is nothing but a transit lounge. We have come from Alam-e-Arwah. From where our souls Allah had created and gathered all everyone's souls. That is Alam-e-Arwah. For a very short while we were in the wombs of our mothers. About 5 months only really with life. Before that without life about 4 months, then with life about 5 months. Then we came into this dunya. And yeah, some of us, we hardly come. Your person is born still, dead, babies. Or just a few days, you live, you die, many babies die. Nobody knows how long. But average life between 60 and 70 years. So this little while, 60, 70 years, compared to one day of the Akhirat, is less than 2 minutes. So a person who is in the transit lounge for 2 minutes, and here we are preparing and doing everything for dunya, and we are not preparing anything for our onward journey. We are not seeing to our bookings, our reservations, collecting our baggage, our tickets of Iman, our baggage of Amal-e-Saliha, that we are not worried, and we worried of the transit lounge. How much more stupid is not this person? This is our condition in this dunya. We should realize that our object, Allah has put us, tilka darul akhirah. That is the house of akhirah that we should keep in mind. Our focus must all the time be on akhirah. If somebody, there are good business prospects, for example, in Dubai. So you send your son with a million rand. Go and do business there. There are very good prospects. Make investments, etc. there. He goes, he stays there 5 years, 6 years, whatever the period might be. And he had made a lot of money. Now he's coming back. So you are going to receive him also. Your son is your son. You have love for him. But there is another hidden agenda also. You know what he's going to be bringing with. You send him to make money. When he comes, you give him VIP treatment. But then eventually, the bubble has to burst. You're going to ask him, now where's the money? Where's the main thing? Where's it? You won't even mention it. Where's it? And then he says, I left it all there. How angry won't you become? I send you with so much everything to make money, and now that you have to present it, you say, I left it there. Allah send us with such capital in this world. Capital of our eyes, of our heart, our brains. All these things were to be used for deen. And it comes also, a person will tell Allah, Allah will ask him, my banda, I blessed you with this, I blessed you with this, I blessed you with this. What did you do? Say, Ya Allah, just give me chance, I'll go and bring it now. Hatta idha jaa ahaduhumul maut. For such people, when maut will come upon them, and they left everything behind, they didn't transfer to akhirat. Qala rabbi rji'uni. They say, oh Allah, return me back into the dunya. لعلي أعمل صالحا. I'll go and do good deeds now. And I'll go and spend my time correctly, my wealth, my time, my health, everything I'll spend it correctly. لعلي أعمل صالحا. قال رب ارجعوني لعلي أعمل صالحا فيما تركت. One of the things that I left behind, I'll go and go. Allah will say, كلا, never ever. That you can't. كلا. إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا. This was just the word. Whenever any difficulty came, you saw the people start with tahajjud. You saw them becoming pious, going in jamaat, going to khanqah, going to sheikh, and everything. But when the problem is gone, back to their own condition again. كَلَّا إِنَّهَا كَلِمَةٌ هُوَ قَائِلُهَا وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثُونَ. And now behind them will be barzakh, the life of the qabr. Some people deny that there is no life in the qabr. And they say, show us in the Quran. This ayat is so clear on it. That behind now, after them will be barzakh, till the day when Allah will resurrect us. So this dunya is a very, very temporary place. Khaja Azizul Hassan Sahib Madzoob Rahmatullah Alayh expounds so beautifully what this dunya is, what is it, what we're running after. He says, kya do roza zindagi ka ye qareena chahiye. This life of 2 days, which is hardly 2 minutes really. Is this how you should live your life in this dunya? Kya do roza zindagi ka ye qareena chahiye. Marne wale ki tarah dunya mein jeena chahiye. A person should live in this world like a person who's going to die. We have come in this world, Allah Ta'ala says, وَخَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةِ. Allah mentions mort first before life. In the ayat, in the first ayat of Tabarak al-Ladhi, Allah mentions mort first. That in other words, keep mort in front of you. All the time. Don't keep dunya in front of you. Keep mort in front of you. You are going to die, and we are here not to live, we are here to die. We are here to prepare for akhirat. We have to make this. Today, unfortunately, with the influence of dunya, the influence of the kuffar, their lifestyle, we also have made dunya our object. And akhirat just by the way. When we get a chance, then we'll make something for akhirat. Those are the pious people. Those who are impious, out of the question. There's no question of akhirat. And those who are pious, we make our namaz also. We are Muslims. For us, we have to make namaz. Roza also. But it's not our object. We haven't made deen and akhirat our object. Dunya is our object. And by the way, from our shop hours, now namaz time, somehow we take out little bit, 5-10 minutes here, make our namaz. But what must be the object? Namaz must be the object. Business must be by the way. If you get chance, we'll do business also. Otherwise, deen must be the object. That must be, that is how the ordinary Muslim should live. Today, the very pious also don't live like that. So there is a reminder for us that akhirat is our object. Kya do roza zindagi ka ye qareena chahe, marne wale ki tarah dunya mein jeena chahe. We should live like that person who is going to die. Ye tera khana hai rangin, ye tera bistar hai zarreen. Ye khaak e farsh par sona hai, ye khaak e farsh par tujhe sona hai, zair mazar aakhir. This beautiful home you have built up, this beauty or this bed of yours, your bedroom, everything you have done up so much, all this, remember, soon, very soon, you will have to sleep on the bare soil in the qabr. Not even on the ground, 6 feet under the ground. 2 meters under the ground, you'll have to sleep there, where there won't be even a donkey blanket. Forget your postupedic mattress and your electric blanket for winter and your AC for summer, all that, nothing, unless you prepared for it. But if you only prepared for dunya and this was your object, remember this. So that is your final place. We are all worried of having a beautiful plot, a beautiful house on the beach, on the seafront, or on the mountain somewhere, wherever it is, who worries of the final plot? We want to build our dream house. We dream of a dream house. But who really prepares for his real dream house, the akhirat? When somebody passes away also, we are all worried of what money he left. That the immediate family is more worried about that, they start fighting about that. The other people, somebody will make some remark, somebody some good remark, somebody some bad remark. What is that? But who worries of what the person is going through? How much of isali sawab, dua and maghfirat we make for the marhumin? How much do we worry what they are going through? We have a young mother passes away, leaving 4 small children, for example. We worried, how will these children, what is going to happen? Or both the parents have passed away. Motor car accident, it happens. Small children are left. And there's really nobody to look after them. Then we worried what is going to happen to this, to these people. This one person, when Allah Ta'ala asked Malakul Maut, were you ever sorry? Did you ever feel some sorrow for a person when you took out his robe? He said, yes, on 2 occasions. Allah asked which? He says, the one occasion when a boat came in a storm and it sunk and all the people drowned. Only one young mother was left on one raft with her little child. That's all, these 2 people. And then you gave me command to take the mother's life also. Only that little child alone in all the storms of the sea, where that one little child was left. So that time I felt what's going to happen to this child. Allah is the next time. Allah Ta'ala says the next time is when this person, he had built his jannat in this dunya. He became so wealthy. He exchanged money, which was of gold, for leather money. That was leather. Today ours is paper money. And no more on our paper even is it written that I promised to pay bearer. That also is gone. So it's just a paper. But we are so proud about this paper. So anyway, today's paper money. So he says, I took all the jewelry, the gold, and I built my jannat as I read in the heavenly kitabs how jannat is. And the time he had to enter, and he was about to put his one step, Allah sent Malakul Maut. that if you believe in Allah, then you will be able to enter. Otherwise, you can't. He refused and he died there. Allah says this was the same person that got saved on the storms there, and the person who became so wealthy built his jannat in this dunya also. So there is that same person. So what is this dunya? So this dunya that we hanker about, well, the real life is akhirat. We should make akhirat our maqsad, deen our maqsad. Do dunya, but by the way, keep dunya out of our hearts. Keep deen fully in the hearts. Dunya, Islam is not monasticism. It's not rohbaniyat like Christianity. We engage in dunya, but our hearts. Dast bakar dil bayar. Our hands will be in our work, but the heart must be connected with Allah. And not that we even namaz time, we say our heart is connected with Allah. That my hand, I'm doing business, but my heart is with Allah. No, what is Sharia? Sharia has to be observed. Time for Ramzan, rozas. Time for Hajj, we have to go for Hajj. Time for namaz, we have to go for namaz. So this condition we have to try and make within about in ourselves. Akhir maut hai, kar le jo karna hai, akhir maut hai. Maut is going to final. Our final destination is maut. And whatever a person can prepare, we want to see what I can leave for my children. That is more bigger our worry. We are more worried that my name, I must be left with a tag of, he left a big estate, 5 million, 10 million, 20 million estate. We are more worried of that. We are not worried of what's coming in front. Sad is that person who thinks of the back and he doesn't think of the future. A person who lives in the past all the time. And oh, I should have done this in my life. I shouldn't have made that mistake. I shouldn't have done this. He's not living for the present and he's not preparing for the future. What's the condition of that person? So the future that is going to come, that is what we should prepare for. Yahi tujhko dhoon hai, raho sabse bala. A person today, what is it? That I must be unique, different from everything. I must have this, I must have that. Somebody else, and especially this, moreover in the woman. If a woman has worn a dress once, she can't wear it again. And in a gathering, if she's got a dress, a certain color pattern, and another woman has it, is a big, big problem. They have a big fight over that. If a woman has a dress sewn, she tells the dressmaker explicitly, you don't sew this dress for anyone else. This we want to have. Yahi tujhko dhoon hai, raho sabse bala. Ho zinat nirali, ho fashion nirala. That my zenith, my fashion, my beauty, my dunya, tip-top, haiti-taiti, smartness of this world all the time. Yun hi jiya karta hai kya koi marne wala. Is this how a dying person lives? A person who is on his deathbed and is worried this kind of shoes, it must match with this dress and this orni and that scarf and this must match. That's a dying person. We are all dying people. Nobody is a living person. Who's going to live forever? We are all going to die, and nobody has got a guarantee when his mort will come. And we have to prepare for that eternal life. Husne zahir ne tujhe dhoka me daala hai. This beauty, this outward beauty, and that's a very another thing which is very sad. Today we only worry of superficial things. Outward things. Inside we are not worried. A person who's only shining his car, not worried of his engine. The engine is not working, but is shining the car. What's the value of such a car? Outwardly, it might look very nice. Today, we want to be dressed very nice. Not only dunya people, even deeni people. In deeni clothes also. We must wear our deeni clothes. But so worried of the deeni clothes. The kurta must be like this. The trouser must be like this. Everything of that. But the heart, who worries of the heart? Just like that, understand also, zahiri namaz must be correct. But more than our zahiri namaz also, which is a ibadat, worry of your batini namaz. What's the condition of the heart? Many people make long, long namazes. But in the heart, if you make a short, Allah doesn't want aktharu amala. Or atwalu amala. Long, long ibadats. Allah wants ahsanu amala. Quality Allah Ta'ala wants. And that comes from inside what is there. Reality what is there. So let us not be deceived by these things. Aishu ishrat ke liye. Aishu ishrat ke liye insaan nahi. We are not here in this world to make moj and maja, to enjoy, to live it up. All the time, holidays must be there, clothing must be like this, cars must be like that, just living up all that. Remember, aishu ishrat ke liye insaan nahi. Bandagi kar agar tu nada nahi. Make Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. If you are not stupid and ignorant, you are here for Allah Ta'ala's ibadat. We are not here for living it up. Masti aur ghaflat tujhe shaya nahi. This masti, proudness, arrogance, better than the other people, and this ghaflat, unmindfulness, negligence. Negligence itself will not be termed as haram or as a guna, but it is the cause of every guna when a person is negligent. In dunya, a person who's negligent, something was expiring on this date, and you didn't go and renew it or something. Just one day or 1 minute you got late at the office. They closed the doors. Sorry, the doors are closed. Negligence. How lot of harm. You travel so far, but you reach there and you missed your plane. You missed your train. That negligence of yours, it's all right now, man, I'll make it. I know how to do my things. And there you lose out. And indeed, negligence is even so much more worse. For example, negligence, we all came to majlis. How many of us came? We just came. Majlis, we just came. How many of us made niyat? And for niyat, you don't even need time. On the way, you could make niyat. As you set out, you could make your niyat. For example, what niyats which we haven't made, so we lose out. And which we can make now, and in the future we can make. For example, I'm going to majlis, I listen to talks of deen. And in the listening also, there are three categories. One are people who would say, we're just going to listen to bayan. Sami'na, listen, that's all, finish. And then, like many people, everywhere in the world, South Africa is no exception. When some great alims come, famous, very good bayans they make, then we all find out, where's the program? We go. Then somebody else say, the bayan is another place. He said, no, I heard him already. So our object was only hearing. That's all, sami'na. So I heard him once, now what am I going to hear again? That was all. For some people, that is neutral. Some people put in reverse gear. And they sami'na wa asayna. We are going to listen, but it's not for us. That's too heavy. Not what they talk there, we can't make amal on that. So we're not going to make amal. So those people are going in reverse. Then there is a listening of sami'na wa ata'na. We will listen and we will obey. Even if we can't manage it, but we're going to obey. From the time we left home, whatever we're going to listen, for listening we're going to get sawab, and we made niyat, we're going to make amal. All the things perhaps we can't make amal. Immediately we can't make amal. But with the niyat, niyatul mu'min khayru min amalihi. The niyat of a mu'min is better than his amal. So if we had made this niyat from the time we left home, we would get that sawab also, already from there. But this ghaflat, negligence, we came all the way. How far some of us traveled? If we didn't make that niyat, we have lost all that sawab. Whether we're coming from near or far. Similarly also, a person, we're going to the majlis, we'll meet how many Muslim people, we'll make salam to them. Already we got the sawab. From there, if we made that niyat, and we'll smile with them, that sawab of sadqa. Everyone can't give sadqa, but we're going to meet 20 people, 200 people, and we'll smile with them, we'll get the sawab of sadqa. And then again, we'll ask them, how are you, which is common. If they tell us, alhamdulillah, everything is okay, and we make this niyat, I'll feel happy. On my Muslim's good condition, my Muslim brother's good condition, I feel happy. I get that sawab also. And if they say, somebody, I'm sick, somebody else is ill, I got this problem, we'll feel sad. Even if we can't do anything, just to feel sad on a Muslim's problem, that is also a great ibadah. If we made all this niyats, we will get all that sawab. When we'll go, we'll see somebody, how he makes namaz, how he talks, how he meets people, I'll learn from that. That niyat of ours, when we get that sawab already, we don't make that niyat, we don't get that sawab. Then similarly, if I see somebody doing something wrong, and if I can, and the occasion is correct, I'll tell him nicely. Already we're getting the sawab of Amar bil Ma'ruf. If he's doing something wrong, Nahya anil Munkar. All that sawabs we can get. So how lot of reward. But there's ghaflat, negligence. And so much some of our negligence, we are in the bayan and we are sleeping. And not that we just fell asleep. I try to keep awake, but I just fell asleep. No, we sit also. As they say that, when a person sits with his legs crossed, that is like the bus stand. And when the bus passes, even if there isn't a passenger, the bus has to stop at that bus stand. So if you sit with your legs crossed in such a way, so that's a sleeping stand. So even if sleep is not coming, but one little, you will fall just a little bit asleep. Just like the bus just stops and goes. Like that, this is a sleeping stand.
So if you're not going to sleep, but it happens, the sleep will just come and it will go. Or your eyes might be open, but your heart is sleeping, your mind is sleeping. It's not present, you are not listening properly. Or we just came just to show face, we have to go now. And if we don't go, then we'll be asked, you weren't there, what happened? So in that case, so according to a person's intention, he's going to get all the rewards. And then, الدين على قدر العقول. Deen is according to the intelligence of a person. Every person can make so many more niyats. Hey, we are coming here together, we're going to visit the family, for example. Even if we're going to do business is jais and halal. Our sheikh, many of the murids come and they say, Hazrat, we're doing business also. Came to you also, Hazrat say, very good, do business. Business is also jais and halal. So whatever your intention, you're going to visit some sick person, all that, whatever niyats we make, we're going to get all this. But the ghaflat, buzurgs really become buzurgs also. Ibadat, they got the same body like ours. Time, they got the same amount of time. It is by niyat. Many people reach far away just because of niyat. And because of negligence in niyat, many people stay behind far away. Okay, so this we should try and always, this ghaflat we must take away. So Khaja Azizul Hasan Sahib Madzub Rahmatullah Ali says, Masti o ghaflat tujhe shaya nahi. Further he says, agar husne zahir par tu jayega, if you go on this outward beauty of this dunya, fani dunya se tu dhoka khayega. You will be deceived by this temporary world. If you just go on this outward, this dunya and the things of this dunya is going to deceive you. And this deception is in everything. A person goes on wonderful, delicious food. And what is the deception? What is the result? You're eating now so much of butter, for example. You enjoy your butter, everything. And from your bread or your buns, you take out all the inside and you fill it up with butter, garlic butter. So you enjoy it, but now your cholesterol is going to go up. Your weight is going to go up. Your sugar, you're enjoying the sweet things there, delicacy after delicacy. All husn-e zahir, all the outward beauty. And then what is going to happen? And then you go into more enjoyment of this dunya. And you forget your akhirat. When a person worries more about his clothes, now to go and make wuzu, and to lift up his jersey, for example, my jersey will get stretched now. So rather I don't make these things have an effect on a person. Let my clothes, water will splash on my clothes now. And how many people hairstyle? How are you going to make masa now? The hairstyle will get spoiled. So can't make masa. A bride when she gets married, when she goes to the hairdresser beauty parlor the night before her wedding, the whole night she doesn't even sleep, lie down on the bed, sits on the chair because my hairstyle mustn't get spoiled. Where is she going to make wuzu and make masa of her hair? And then all the cutex and all that beauty and all those things, wuzu is not made. So husn-e zahir, when a person goes on husn-e zahir, agar husn-e zahir par tu jayega, fani dunya se tu dhoka khayega. Ye munakkash saamp hai, das jayega. This dunya is just a beautiful snake. This dunya is a snake, this dunya. And what is dunya? All those things which a person makes a person unmindful of Allah, which are haram in guna and which makes a person unmindful of Allah. And all the same things for the same person or another person which he uses it for the sake of deen, then it is not dunya. If he uses it and he uses it for unmindfulness, for guna, then that is what is called dunya. Dunya is not the thing itself. Dunya is the thing for what it is used. You're earning 10 million rand and you're using it all in good causes, it isn't dunya. And you're earning 20,000 rand and you're using it in wrong things, unmindful things, that is dunya. So the same thing, your house can be either deen or dunya. Your car can be either deen or dunya, depending what niyat and how you use it. So this dunya, that is the things that make us unmindful of Allah. The gunas, ye munakkash saamp hai. This is a beautiful snake. If we go into a snake park, etc., and not haram to go and see all these things. But there again, don't just go, there's a crocodile park here, and we're going to see the crocodiles here. There's a snake park here, we're going to see the snakes here. No, when our Sheikh Damat Barakatum should go to Kruger Park, he says, I'm not going to see the lions, I'm going to see the creator of the lions. Eh? That when the lion, for example, you see it and it roars, Then you think when on the day of Qiyamah, when Allah Ta'ala will announce and will say, Limanil Mulkul Yawm, then you can understand that how that ayat should be recited also. Either in that awesome voice or in a very frightened voice. You won't read it in a melodious voice now. That the beauty of the Quran, the best reading of the Quran, is to read it according to the meaning of the Quran. There is other ayats of azab, and you are reading in a sing-song tune. Like some qaris read the whole Quran in very beautiful sing-song, and people say, oh, you just carry on reading, we just carry on listening all the time. Beauty of the Quran is that a person reads it, and the reality of the Quran strikes him in his heart. So when Allah will say, Limanil Mulkul Yawm, when the roaring of the lion, at one time, we were not there, somebody told us, in the national parks in Zambia near Chipata, there were some tourists who went there, and there was a place where they saw the kill of a lion that had killed its prey, and about 8-10 cars had surrounded and they were watching. One wise crack decided to take a stone and throw it at the lion. And the lion then, the male lion, he stood up and he looked this side and he gave one roar. With that one roar of his, the person whose hands were on the steering, he lost all his muscles, his hands just dropped down. Those people whose legs were on the pedals, the legs became lame. The person who had the camera just fell down with that one roar of the lion. So on Qiyamah's day when Allah will say, Limanil Mulkul Yawm, for who is sovereignty today? So go and see the creator of the lion. Don't see the lion, see the creator of the lion. When you see, for example, crocodiles, the crocodiles, ajib Allah Ta'ala's system, they have got 66 teeth, 33 at the bottom and 33 on top. And some of the teeth always are sticking out. Different places, some of the crocodiles not. Others. So they always like got a smile. But if you think this crocodile is smiling at me, and let me go and kiss this crocodile, and let me go and embrace this crocodile, what will happen? Ye munakash saamp hai, das jayega. And the crocodile's average life is 90 years. And every second year all its teeth change. It gets a new set of teeth. So don't think ever that crocodile's teeth have gone rotten, eating too much sweets or something, and now I can go and play with the crocodile. Now it gets a new set, and when they eat on the meat, how they open like that? A human being has every 72 heartbeats in a minute. But the crocodile, only one heartbeat in a minute. Only one. That's why it lies like dead all the time. In 1 minute, it only takes one little breath. So therefore you think it's a rock or something. And how the crocodile, but when it, like that it takes one, but when it comes for its prey, then I think it takes 200 heartbeats. Then you see how it becomes active and how it grabs. So these things here should remind us of Akhirat. That in Jahannam, Allah Ta'ala says, La yamutu fiha wa la yahya. That a person won't die in Jahannam and he won't be living. Crocodiles will be coming for a person. A person asks this question, which is a common and it's a sensible question, that why did Allah make snakes and crocodiles and scorpions? What's the benefit of them? One major, the biggest benefit is that if these things were not here, we shouldn't know what is azab of qabr. When we should read in hadith and Quran about the snakes in the qabr and we don't know what a snake is. How should we have understood? And today the word snake is, and we already start cringing. The snake is not here now. But the word snake is such a thing that you already get frightened when you think. And most probably when we go home today, when we sleep, we'll shake the bed more. Perhaps a snake mustn't have come in. We'll check under the pillow also, maybe a snake has come in just because we heard about snakes. Like that one Pir Sahib told one of his murids that if you furnish my house and you give me 10,000 rupees, you'll get promotion in your job. And what promotion? You're going to get a higher salary also. So he happily did it. But he said only one condition. When you read the wazifa, I tell you, don't think of monkeys. So the person went, he was very happy, he furnished the house, he gave the money. But he, instead of promotion, he got demotion. And more or less wages. So he came fighting with the Pir Sahib. What's wrong? You told me I'll get promotion. He said, you read the wazifa. I said, properly I read it. Tell me the truth under oath. Do you think of monkeys? So he says, you evil person, when you told me not to think of monkeys, what will happen? The thought is automatically going to come. Why did you speak of the monkey? You shouldn't speak of it. I shouldn't have thought of monkeys. But you told me don't think of monkeys. Now automatically, naturally, a person is going to think of monkeys. So when we hear something, we think of those things. So anyway, the azab in the qabr, and on the day of in Jahannam, what should we have known what? Now when a person thinks that a crocodile will be attacking him, snake will be coming to him, and here in this dunya, the worst thing happens, you die. And then it's the end. But there is no death. لا يموت فيها. And you can't call that life also. ولا يحيا. So all these things are for us to take a lesson. So if we go to a snake park, we go to a game reserve or anything, take these lessons from these places. There are so many lessons. وَإِنَّ لَكُمْ فِي الْأَنْعَامِ لَعِبْرَةٍ. Allah says in animals you have got plenty of lessons to take. You have to learn a lot of lessons. So this dunya is not our place of living. A person who makes this dunya his object, he has made a shadow his object. And a shadow, when can you ever catch a shadow? Even if you stand on a shadow, you can't catch the shadow. You get the person, you get the shadow itself also. It comes naturally. The person is akhirat. A person who makes effort for akhirat, dunya is the shadow, dunya will come. And remember also, we make effort for dunya, dunya we will get. Allah Ta'ala gives. Allah says in the Quran. But it will come with all its headaches. With all its headaches, you'll have tenants, you'll cherish to have properties. You'll have properties. And your tenants will be headaches. They will damage your property. They won't pay you your rent. And when you want to evict them, they go to the government, to all the different bodies. You can't evict them also. And they will break down your doors and make firewood of your doors. And all you'll do, you'll be repairing all the time. And if you don't repair, they go and report you also. And they don't pay their rent, the law is on their side. You are sitting with it. But when Allah will give you, then Allah gives it without headaches. And then you just milk the cow all the time. You'll just sit and your money will come. So a person, man kana lillah, kana Allahu lahu. A person who becomes Allah's, who makes akhirat his object, Allah becomes his. And then Allah gives you dunya without you making effort for dunya. And if you make effort for dunya, Allah will deprive you even of dunya. Temporary little while you'll get. But then, as we mentioned, that we just back from Zimbabwe, and they explained there to us that now with the present condition, the high rate of inflation, and this hasn't happened to one person, this one instance of one, he was a non-Muslim, but it happened to him, but many other people this happened. He reached his retirement age of 55 and they force you to retire there. So you must make place for other people. He had 2 million Zimbabwe dollars, which to him was enough now for the rest of his life. But because of the inflation rate, and they're just printing more and more money all the time. So the zeros are adding. So the government, and they had problem with the computers. Computer couldn't accommodate so many zeros. The currency was going so high. For example, at one curio shop, just a handbag, little handbag. The lady just came without asking us. She worked out the price. And she said, it's $2 million for one handbag. $2 million. So you can imagine what's the currency. So anyway, because of that, the government took out 3 zeros. So from his 2 million, 3 zeros were left behind. So how much was he left with now? 2,000. 2,000 he was left. A person who was looking forward to the end of his life with 2 million, he's left with 2,000 now. Anyway, it was in a bank. He had acquired interest. Another 2 million. So he had 4 million. So it worked out to now 4,000. So the bank wrote him a letter that you must come in, we want to sort out your account with the bank charges, etc. We subtracted the bank charges, and after 55 years of work, what he was left with, he could only buy one banana. That is all. And don't think it can't happen here or it can't happen to me. Yeah, in Mozambique in the 70s, the people showed us when we were riding on the roads. One person said we had our properties from this road here. 2 blocks, all these were our properties. The government came up in the morning. They told us, hand over the keys, nationalized. And we just had to hand over everything. And there, at that time, at before that once, when India took the Goa, which is an island, India seized it, took it away in Portuguese, they were running it. So there was a conflict between Portugal and India. India took this. Portugal became so angry with India that wherever there were Indian citizens, people who had Indian passports, they gave the order which was called 720. 2024. They got the order of 2024. That in 24 hours you must get out and you only allow 20 kilos to take with you. So people with their homes, not one home, two, three homes, they had beach cottages, they had everything, what properties, hotels they owned. And in 24 hours they had to leave and they were only allowed 20 kilos. At that time Muslims went to the Pakistani embassy and they changed their passport to Pakistani embassies. And they got saved, but the Hindus had no other way out. They had only Indian passports and they had to leave in 24 hours with only 20 kilos. Then when the time came, when communism came there, that is the time they just came and nationalized everything. So what is this dunya that we are running after? A person who makes dunya his object, what will happen to him? Make deen our object and see how Allah will give you dunya and give it with izzat also. And you'll have your dunya also, you'll have your akhirat also. Hadrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah alayh gives a beautiful example. He says a person was a hobo, a vagabond, nowhere to go, no house, no family, anything. One night he slept in a stable where the horses stay. Now the smell of the horses got a very stench, the sweat that comes all the time. And together with that, they urinate just there. They haven't got toilets where they go and urinate and pull the flush and spray something. And then all the dung also, all those, what a terrible condition. But he has no choice, he slept there. And with a brick under his head as a pillow. And then as any person when he sleeps, he starts dreaming. And you can dream whatever you want to. You can be the poorest person and you dream you're the richest man. Or you're the richest man and you dream you're a pauper. Everything has been taken. Whatever. So he was dreaming. And as he's dreaming, he dreams he's a king. And he's dressed with all the dressing, the clothes, the robes of the king. And his wife is here, and she's also with all the robes of the queen, beautiful queen, and the princes and the princesses, and the palace, and the food, the dastarkhan, and the water features, and the gardens, everything he's dreaming. But in his dream he takes a turn and knocks his head on the wall of the stable. And then when he wakes up suddenly, he says, where's the king and where's the queen? Where's all the delicious food and where's the palace and everything? Wallah, without a word of exaggeration, at the time of maut, our Shaykh Damat Barakatuh says, "You to dunya dekhne mein bhi bahut khubsurat thi. You to dunya dekhne mein bahut khubsurat thi. Dunya appeared to be very beautiful. Qabar mein jaati hi dunya ki haqeeqat khul gayi." Then we will wonder at that time without exaggeration, if we didn't send in front to Qabr and we only had yeah, we'll say now where's my house, where's my mansion, where's my postupedic mattress, where's my electric blanket, where's my BM, where is this, where is that, and now I've got nothing. This dunya is only a dream. And exactly like a baby that is in the womb of the mother, and you try and tell the child when you're going to come out, you'll see aeroplanes are flying. And here there are trains with 20 coaches. And here there are big, big ships that look like huge, huge buildings. And the seas that are so big, the land, the mountains. The child will say, what are you talking about? Impossible. Because the child is in that small world of its. And where it can't even stretch its hands properly, can't even stretch its legs properly. Say, what are you talking of all this? But as soon as it will come in the dunya, it's prepared not to believe in one aeroplane, in 200 jumbo jets. And in so many trains and everything, it will realize. Just like that, we are in the womb of this dunya. When maut will come, then we'll go into akhirat, then we'll see the vastness. Now we can't imagine, and when we think of the palaces, and the how huge Jannat is, and what Jahannam is, it looks like stories to us. But the minute our eyes will not close, they will open, then we will see this. The child's eyes, when it comes out from the womb of the stomach, it's closed. It's close to that dunya now. But as soon as it comes in dunya, now the eyes open here. Our eyes are closed here. And as soon as we go to akhirat, the eyes will open there. And then we will see all that. So that is a reality. And that is why Allah has put us here. الدنيا خلقت لكم وأنتم خلقتم للآخرة. Dunya has been made for you, but it's for you. And the second sentence is حاليا. When you will prepare for آخرت. You are prepared for آخرت also. And when you'll prepare for آخرت, then in reality dunya will fall at your feet. Today, our sense, there are two ways of living our lives. One is on our brains and one is on the promises of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today, most of us, we go according to our brains, make more money, live it up, enjoy, get more, live more comfortable. And one is on the promises of Allah. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرِنَ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٍ. Allah promises you have iman and amal saliha, فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Mostly quite a few ulama, in the word فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ, how much of stress and ta'keed, stress upon stress upon stress, and Allah's kalam. And what Allah says, حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا. Mawlana Thanwi rahmatullah alayhi translates, حَيَاةً طَيِّبًا, مَزِدَار زِنَّجِ. An enjoyable life on condition of iman and amal saliha. But we as Muslims also, unfortunately, we don't see it in iman and amal saliha. We see it in rents and cents. We see it in dunya's things. In dunya's name, fame, position, wealth of dunya, we see this. And if a person, and to make dunya, it's not everyone's work. But to make for deen, for dunya you want to get a loan, to qualify for a loan, you have to have so many things. You want to get a visa, you need a bank letter, you need this, you need that. Just to go and visit a country, how many conditions? And Allah Ta'ala, anyone can qualify for this. It's only iman and amal saliha. How much you will advance in your iman and amal saliha, so much you will get that. So Allah, this is what we have to prepare for. Let us not be deceived by this temporary world, by this fleeting world, by the temptation, and neither by the threats of this world. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu in his tahajjud, he should speak to dunya and he should say it, his muraqabah. Ilayya tashawwafti, you have beautified yourself and come in front of me. You want to tempt me, O dunya. Ilayya tashawwafti, and you want to put threats in front of me. That ensure your motaka. If your motor car today, hijacking is so high, what will happen if you get hijacked? Robberies are so high, your car gets stolen, what will happen? And medical policy, if you have one heart attack, the doctor says put 100,000 first down. Before we talk, what will happen to you? So Hazrat Ali should say, إِلَيَّ تَخَوَّفْتِ, you're putting this threats in front of me, O dunya. Hayat, hayat, get away from me, ghurri, ghairi, go and deceive somebody else. A person who has got iman and yaqeen on Allah, and Allah is in his heart, then who has got Allah power, what can this dunya put fear? This person doesn't fear dunya, and he doesn't come in the temptations of this dunya. There are only two things which till today, when somebody wants to make you do what he wants to, either by bribes and by money, otherwise by threats and torture. He will want you, he will win you. That is from before, not only today. So this dunya also is bribing us with all its temptations. And when it doesn't succeed with the temptations, then it puts threats in front of you. This will happen to you, that will happen to you. And today we speak, good pious people. Five times namaz is insurance you must take out. Don't listen to what the Maulvis say. They don't know about this, where they got BMs and where they got big businesses. They don't know what is a loss if you take a knock. You don't listen to them. You listen to us here. You better see that you take out your insurance policy. Hey, all this today, what education? You must take Western education. Our success is not hinged on any matric certificate or any university degree. Our success is hinged on deen. Deen, ilm of deen, knowledge of deen, amal, the reality of deen, our success 100% from the beginning of the Quran till the end. Allah Rabbul Izzat, our creator, the controller of our affairs, the one who sees to everything, has hinged all our success on iman and amal salih, on ta'alluq with Allah Ta'ala. But how many of us, today my daughter must have matric, she must do a computer course, she must do a secretarial course, all those things, she must go out and work, and when she has become independent, jo dawaki maras bharta gaya. As we treated the disease increased all the time. Now we made her independent, where she's going to tolerate her husband? That, hey, leave this man alone, man. I'm independent, I can earn my own living. We made them independent, now she'll go and do her own work. She'll go and earn for herself. And therefore, marriages are breaking more than nikahs. Talaqs are more than the nikah. And there is not just a word, it's truth. Person make one nikah and he gives 3 talaqs. Eh? So, and some give 10 and 100 and 1,000 talaqs also. I give you 1,000 talaqs, some say. So, how many nikah? Less talaq, nikahs are being made and more talaqs are falling. And today, how much this talaqs is an issue? All because we have made the woman independent like this. We gave her the wrong, we're taking up the wrong line. And our boys also, today we think, look, a person who visited Malaysia told them, remember the economy, the control of a country is not by the parliament, by the politicians. It's in the hand of the people who have got money. And money is in the hands of the business people. So in Malaysia, when the Malaysians went more into professions, becoming doctors, lawyers, all professions, the business went in the Chinese hand. And then Malaysia faced a terrible problem. The Chinese were ruling because the Chinese will make parliament make decisions. Whatever they want to. Now plastic packets, one theory, so many theories, why Allah knows the truth, that they were banned in our country. They say 2 major businesses, supermarkets, they bought over the ministers. And they are saving now 5 million rand a year, just on paper packets, this plastic packets, 2 major supermarkets. So they buy out the parliamentarians and they make them make the rules as they want them to make it. And they buy them out either openly or in very sophisticated manners. But this is what is happening. So the control is in the hand of the businessmen. So the business people, when the Chinese took over, gradually the Malaysians understood and they started coming back into business. Our old people, anyone, our youngsters should get cross. Anything, the child just comes to stand at 6, 7, most 8, dukan ma chaloja. Then he should get cross, ayawi dukan. Must just go into the shop. Dukan is everything, either business or farming. The farmer controls the stomach of the whole country. If the farming and Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam made dua of barakat in these 2 things. In farming and in business. And for business, the best place you do your BSc behind shop counters is behind your father's shop counters. And there's no BSc superior than this. You don't need a matric, you don't need anything. About 15, 16 years of age, you bring your child, you train him. 3, 4 years, he'll become a businessman. And after that, when he runs the business, then he's soon, you put him up, let him do his own business. He'll buy his own house. He'll get married, furnishes his own, buy his own car. You make him a doctor. In order to start his practice, you'll see, you also won't afford to put up his practice. He'll have to go to the bank. Bank will give him money because he's got a doctor's certificate. But he'll work for the bank all the time. And the time he has paid the bank over, all those things are now gone out of date. Now he has to put it back. Again, he goes back to the bank. When we were collecting for the Darulum at the beginning, one time we went for collection, went to a doctor. Everything we saw, we thought we were going to get a very big amount here. We were quite confident. And that helped us to correct our iman also and our trust on Allah. He told us such a sad story. Everything is bonded. Everything, HP, everything. We felt that what we collected, we must give it to him. He's more in need than what we are in need. And next door, a poor businessman, it looked poor, small little shop, hardly lit up properly, the shelves hardly, fixtures, fittings also not right, but he gave us, without any story, he gave us a huge amount. So, that business, you go quickly into business, and you make a lot of money there. And Allah, barakat also in business. And when you're working for somebody and profession, today we find it a great thing that I'm a mechanic and big, big names today. You are under the car with the dirty overall. Is that some achievement or you sit in the car? And you don't even have to actually drive. You must sit in the back seat like a lani. That is your job. To pilot a plane is not your job. Leave that worry to somebody else. You must sit in first class. And you to be an air hostess, my daughter is an air hostess, and I feel proud that she's an air hostess. No, you must be served as a Muslim. A Muslim mustn't serve other people. The world must serve the Muslim. But when we want to serve, today Allah has made us that in America, the people who, they are street sweepers. They're washing dishes in small, small kitchens and washing places in the hotels. In Saudi, in America. But when they go back to Pakistan, India, they act like we have come from some place, from Jannat we have come. The way they make dadagiri on the people and the way they rule them and boss them. But when you go to America and see their condition, what is their condition? So let us not be fooled by this dunya. Haqiqat is deen and akhirah. And when a Muslim will stand for deen and prepare for akhirah, Allah will give him izzat also. Allah will give him dunya, and this is Allah's promise, and this every Nabi has proved it. And when Allah's azab comes, these people get saved. And in akhirah, Allahu Akbar, the azabs of akhirah. But a person who was for deen, for akhirah, he won't have a little bit of azab. All that what we hear of the terrible conditions of qabr and akhirah on Qiyamah's day is not for the righteous and the pious. They will be served with great honor. They will get VIP treatment wherever they go. So let us not be fooled by the glitter and glamour, and let us not be, let fear come into us by the fears of this dunya, the threats of this dunya. Make akhirat our maqsad. Man khaf Allah, a person who fears Allah, khafahu kullu shay. Everything fears that person. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَخَفْ. And a person who doesn't fear Allah Ta'ala, يُخَوِّفُ اللَّهُ مِنْ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Everything's fear will come in that person's heart. He'll have phobias and phobias of this, of the dark, of the future, of his children. This will happen, that will happen. All the time he'll be living in fear. Tension, depression will overtake him all the time. And a person who stresses on Allah, حَسْبُنَ اللَّهُ. حسبي الله لا إله إلا هو عليه توكلت وهو رب العرش العظيم. You have your trust on Allah, you'll have no fear. This comes when we make ta'alluq with Ahlullah. We keep on making our zikr, we take their du'as, we sit in their company, this reality will come. And when this comes, that person is in jannat in this dunya already. That jannat will come on its time. May Allah give us this reality. Is Hussein Kovadia here? Zain, come sir. Sit here in front, sir. That is for Islah. That is the object. Eh? And that must be kept in mind. Not just the formality of that, that is Sunnah. And the main thing is Faraz. That is our Islah. And Ta'alluq with Allah, inshaAllah. الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: إن الذين يبايعونك إنما يبايعون الله، يد الله فوق أيديهم، فمن نكث فإنما ينكث على نفسه، ومن أوفى بما عاهد عليه الله فسيؤتيه أجرا عظيما. وقال تعالى: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: المرء على دين خليله فلينظر أحدكم من يخالل. وقال عليه الصلاة والسلام: المرء مع من أحب. Repeat. Oh Allah, I make tawbah from kufr, from shirk, from nifaq, hypocrisy, from bid'at, innovations, from all sins, major and minor, particularly the sin of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirah, and from the sin of following my whims and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam, and from the sin of pride. Oh Allah, I promise to the best of my ability to perform my 5 times namaz with the jama'at in the masjid according to sunnah, to fast during the month of Ramadan, if zakat becomes compulsory, to discharge the same, if hajj
becomes compulsory to perform Hajj. If jihad becomes compulsory to take part in jihad. O Allah, I enter in the silsila of the Chishtiyah, in the silsila of the Qadiriyah, in the silsila of the Naqshbandiyah, and the silsila of the Suharwardiyah. O Allah, by the barakat of all the buzurgs, of all four silsilas, accept my tawbah and my bayat. O Allah, as long as I live, grant me an Islamic imani life. Just before mort, grant me tawbatan nasuha. Grant my mort on imani kamil, on kalima-i shahadat, wat afiyat, izzat, and rahat. And gather me tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah and forever thereafter in Jannah with all the righteous and pious. May Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. And inshallah, morning Musa. He'll give you the form and explain to you. Mawli Ahmad, agar himmat ho to aaye.
That are taking the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Dil mera ho jaye ek maidan ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu ho, tu hi tu. O mere tan mein bajaye aab o gil, dard dil ho, dard dil ho, dard dil. O Allah, my heart become a huge field in which there's only you and nothing else. And my body, instead of anything else, only your love and your muhabbat. غير سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر. The body is made of water and soil. Besides that, only you and your pain, and my heart should be taken away from khair besides you totally, and only you are seen wherever I see. La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله إلهي دل میں میرے غیر کا اثر نہ رہے. O Allah, in my heart there should be no effect of anything else besides you. Siwaye tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. Besides you, O Allah, my eyes shouldn't go on anything else. Tu kar be khabar sari khabro se mujko. O Allah, you make me be khabar. Besides you, I should only think about you at all times. Ilahi rahume khabardar tera. At all times, O Allah, only have you in mind. Ilahi dil mein mere ghair ka athar na rahe. Siwaye tere kisi par meri nazar na rahe. Tu kar be khabar sari khabro se mujhko. O Allah, take information of everything else besides you away. Only think about you. Ilahi rahu e khabardar tera. And at all times, only away and I wonder and think about you. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah. محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Allahumma rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhaban nar. اللهم ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك الصحة والعفة والأمانة وحسن الخلق والرضا بالقدر. اللهم لا تجعل الدنيا أكبر همنا ولا مبلغ علمنا ولا غاية رغبتنا ولا مصيرنا إلى النار. اللهم ربنا اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولشيخنا ولجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ بك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان.